Hey there, neighbor. I just thought I would stop by and introduce myself. My name is Lorelai. I'm the alpha that lives down the block. I'm sure you have seen me walking by with my dog. She's a little mix that I got from the shelter, so I'm not really sure what breed she is, but she's really sweet and loves belly rubs. Are you moving in with your mates? Single? Really? An Omega like you? I mean, it's obvious that you're an Omega from your scent alone. An Alpha or a Beta isn't going to smell that sweet, typically. It's something that's reserved for Omegas. You know, to attract a mate. I just figured since you were moving in, you had a mate lined up. We don't get a lot of single Omegas around here. Neighborhoods like this tend to be a bit old-fashioned. So if anyone gives you a hard time, you can come and find me. I'll make sure they have hell to pay. But while we are on the subject, do you think it would be possible if I maybe came in? There's something I've been meaning to ask you about. It's a bit of a sensitive topic, so I figured you would prefer to discuss it behind closed doors. Would that be okay with you? Thank you. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Okay, I guess I'll just be direct. I don't know how else to put it, but the neighbors are watching. I know you have just moved in, so you don't know this, but almost everyone knows everything about everyone here. Not because we're so close or we're such a tight-knit community, but because of that bitch, Janice. She's the town gossip, and you happen to live across the street from her. I'm sorry about that. If you want to keep your name out of her mouth, you might want to install some privacy hedges or a fence for your front yard or something. Anyways. She is a beta who is up in everyone's fucking business. And ever since you moved in, she has started talking about you, saying how it isn't right for an Omega to live alone, that back in her days, things weren't like this, you know, typical bigot shit. But the thing that really got on my nerves was her mentioning your smell. Do you happen to wear any sort of scent blockers? Yeah, that was one of her complaints. She was saying she could smell you all throughout the neighborhood and that someone should finally put you in your place. I don't know. I wouldn't really pay too much attention to what some old broad is chittering about. I just thought you would like to know what your neighbor has been saying about you. That way you can figure out what you want to do about it. I know if someone was talking about me like that, I would want to know. That way I can do something about it. And since I know you're a single Omega now, I'm going to offer my assistance as an Alpha. With how strong your scent has been around the block, it's fair to assume that you're approaching your heat sometime soon. I'm sorry if this comes off as blunt or something, but do you have someone to help you through your heat this month? I can smell it radiating off of you. That's how I know you're close. Have you seriously not noticed your own smell? I'm pretty sure you're close to your heat, puppy. You don't smell that? Your own scent. As soon as you opened the door, I was hit with a strong whiff of it. I don't care that you don't wear scent blockers and walk around the neighborhood. I can control myself if that's what you're worried about. I'm not some knothead who thinks omegas exist only for me. I just figured you wouldn't want to have this conversation on your porch in broad daylight, where Janice could see. God, I hate her. I just know. I know she would have a field day, knowing that the single alpha on the block is talking to the single omega on our block. I can already imagine the story she's going to tell without hearing us. This conversation would only add fuel to her fire, which I know you don't want. I'm sure she's already starting about how it's improper for an unmated omega and an unmated alpha to be alone in a house together. Not that I really care what she thinks, but I know how her kind thinks, unfortunately. If you want my help, I'll gladly give it to you. I know that if you have an alpha's help, your heat typically goes from a week long to, what is it, 3, 4 days? I'm just thinking that would make it easier for you. Then you could go back to unpacking and organizing quicker and getting back on track. How does that sound to you? Like I said, I'm not some knothead alpha. I happen to know a thing or two about biology. Omegas typically have an awful time during heat. That is, if there isn't an alpha to help out. I figured since you're new to the area and you're not mated, you might not have anyone lined up to help you. We don't have one of those fancy services that you can call up for some heat relief around here. Look, you don't have to accept it if you don't want to, puppy. I'm not going to force you. I just figured I would put the offer on the table. I hate the thought of an omega suffering alone through heat. It's one of the most difficult times, and I know I can help out. Soothe that dull ache you constantly feel. If you want to take care of yourself, please be my guest. I would hate to impose myself somewhere I'm not wanted. I'm just saying, if you don't want to go through this alone, I can make it easier. I can help you out. Consider it your neighborly welcome to the neighborhood. What do you say, Omega? Music to my ears, pup. You wouldn't mind if I kissed you, would you? I just wanted to double check before I did anything you wouldn't want. Besides, I don't know how long it's been since you last took a knot. For all I know, it's been years. I might have to teach you again. Gotta be delicate with something as pretty as you, puppy. Easily sliding out of my leggings while you undress too. Not wasting any time as the wetness grows between your legs. Such a sweet omega for alpha. You want my cock, don't you? Such a good puppy, answering Alpha so eagerly. This is what you needed, wasn't it? You don't need an alpha to take care of you. You don't need a cock to fill you up. You don't even need a knot to make you come. But it's what you want, right? Yeah, that's right, puppy. You sound so good answering me. You're going to keep doing that, right? Even if it gets too difficult, you're going to keep answering me. I'm going to hold you to that, Omega. I'm going to see just how much you can take. It's been a little bit since your last alpha, hasn't it? You can tell from how tightly you're gripping me, like you don't want to let my cock go. Excited to feel a knot again, aren't you? That's right, Pop. You might not need a knot, but that doesn't mean you can't want it. That you don't get wet at the thought of it. That it wouldn't be nice to have inside you. It's okay, Puff. I'll give you what you're so eager for. Alpha's got you, Omega. Yes, I do. You look so good like this. Needy fuckhole stretched around me, taking everything I give you. It feels so good, puppy. Wrapped so tightly around my cock. You're so happy to be full, aren't you? Yeah, that's right, Omega. Alpha has what you need. Instinct's telling you that the only thing that's going to make you feel any sort of better is getting bread. I know how it is for Omegas the closer you get to heat. Instincts start to take over as every little thing makes you wet. Fuck all clenching around me. Trying to keep me inside to dull that ache of heat. You weren't aware of it before I came over, but now that I've pointed it out, you can't ignore it. You can't believe you didn't know you were approaching your own heat. Maybe even feeling a bit embarrassed that your neighbor had to point it out to you. Yeah, you were just so busy that you didn't even realize you need to be knotted, did you? It's okay, puppy. No need to whine or pout because you're being taken care of now. Leaking slick all over me in anticipation of my knots. You can't help but reach down. Start touching yourself in time with my thrust. It's okay, Pop. Keep it up. I want you to feel good. You're just not allowed to come. You're not allowed to come until you get my knot inside you. It's what an Omega like you needs. On the verge of your heat. Still in control enough to know what you want, but not enough to deny yourself. It's been quite a long time since you had someone help you through your heat, right? You can tell from how eager you are to take it. Filled up so perfectly on my cock. You continue to moan, to beg for more. You can't remember the last time you felt this good. Forgot it could even feel like this to embrace your inner Omega. Oh, you don't have to fight fight your instincts with me, puppy. It's okay. It's perfectly natural to want to submit to Alpha. You're an Omega. It's written into your biology. And just relax and enjoy it as your pleasure continues to grow. You're going to take my knot like a good Omega, aren't ya? I'm going to breed you up, pup. Fill you until you're bursting with my cum. I want to watch it spill out from around my knot as I lock into place. Pumping you full with every twitch. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, already looks so good taking me. I'm going to look even better once my knot pops. Moaning as you buck against me. You feel it reaching deeper inside you. It could be splitting you in half with how big it is. Not that you're complaining. Oh, no, no, no. It feels good. You want more, right? That's right, Omega. And Alpha's going to give it to you. Going to give you all that you can take. Oh, yes, I am. You're doing so well for me, Puff. Heat muddying your brain as you start to forget why you don't want to be bred. After all, it's what heats are for. You're an Omega and you're about to enter yours. An Alpha knot always feels so fucking good. Bumping you full of cum, twitching inside you. You can't get enough. Being bred always feels so good. Like any other Omega, you just want more of it. More cum, more knots. You try so hard to be independent, to be something that's not you. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if you caught, would it? Yeah. Oh, you would look so good with your stomach starting to swell. I can already picture it. A fresh mating mark on your neck in the shape of my teeth. A bun in the oven from my knots. And you on the couch wearing practically nothing. Waiting for me to knot you whenever I want. Oh, yes. There. If you were my Omega, I would bend you over every surface in this how to knot you. Make sure there isn't a single spot that doesn't remind you of me, of this, of how good it feels to take me. Would make sure that everyone knows you're mine as well. Not just with the mating mark on your neck or being knocked up. No, 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 that's not good enough for my Omega. I would give you a collar. If you didn't like how a leather one would feel, then I would just suck a ring of hickeys around your neck. I wouldn't want anyone looking at you but thinking you're available. And that pushes you closer to the edge, thinking about being an owned and made it Omega, doesn't it? Oh, it's in your very instincts, puppy. You don't have to fight what you are. You're an Omega in heat, so embrace it. Beg for my nod if that's what you need. Oh, I know you're close. I can feel it from how your fuckhole's clenching around me, pup. Thighs starting to shake as you struggle to catch your breath. Oh, yes, yes. You feel my knot growing with every thrust inside you. Getting thicker and thicker. It feels so good. You need more, don't you? Rubbing yourself as quickly as you can, but it simply isn't enough. Not for you, not when you're on the verge of heat. Only a knot is going to send a pretty little Omega like you over the edge. So why don't you beg for it, puppy? Use your words and beg for my nod like a good pup. Just listen to you. You sound so lovely. How could Alpha tell you no? Come with me, puppy. Come on. Come on, you can do it. I know you want to. You feel so good. You've done so well. So let go, Omega. Come on, Alpha, start. You did so well for me. You're feeling better with a fresh knot, aren't you? How long has it been since your last knot, if you don't mind me asking? Wow. That is quite a long time. I was expecting like a few days or maybe like a week. Not that. Have you ever had someone help you through your heats before? Oh. You always handled it by yourself? I can't imagine how stressful that must have been for you. Only having toys and the synthetic stuff to help take the edge off. We all know it doesn't work as well as the real thing. It makes me happy knowing I offered to help you out. I had no idea you were in such a desperate situation. Without regular noddings, Omega hormones tend to get out of whack. That's probably why you didn't even realize your heat was approaching. Can you feel it now? That's what I thought. You've been denying your body something it needs for quite a long time now. That's not good for you, puppy. If you want, I can help out. Not you once a week and help out during your heat. You wouldn't have to do anything for me in return, and I promise I won't get attached. Just one neighbor helping another neighbor out. What do you say? Do you want me as your heat partner? Perfect. Partners it is.